When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Alo or Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret? With Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whatever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/try to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/try.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number two of the program here on, I almost said Monday, Thursday morning. Why did I think it was Monday? Why would I do that to you? You're waiting for the week to be over, although it was an abbreviated week, but yeah, you don't want it to be Monday. I don't know. See, that's my problem. I have no idea what day it is ever, and I got to look over at the computer. And that was literally me trying to say it without looking first. And that's what happens. So that's why I got to remember, always look first. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
Good morning. How you doing? You feeling better, by the way? I've been meaning to ask you.
Yeah, I do feel, I feel pretty good today.
Okay.
A little upset about a few things, though, but you know me. First of all, you have to explain something to me because this is bothering me real bad. How is it that you go for an operation and they take your liver out by mistake? It's unacceptable, and I need to understand it.
I don't know myself. The only thing I can think of is, and I've never actually been inside of somebody, but I can tell you that when my, I mean, I guess you won't mind me telling this story. You know, my son was born through cesarean section. And when I walked into the room, I said to my wife, oh, my God, your liver is out on the table, which was not the best thing to say to somebody that's undergoing a C-section.
Oh, my God.
But I could tell when I looked at it that it was the liver, and I'm not a doctor. So I never studied anatomy and physiology, and even I knew what a liver was when I saw it.
Of course. I don't understand. It's unacceptable. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I have
that
no
has
idea.
To be the biggest, yeah, it has to be the biggest lawsuit that we've ever heard of. But I think one time I heard of another case. I forgot what they removed the. They were supposed to remove or amputate a leg, and they amputated the wrong leg. I remember that story.
Yeah, I've heard that happening. Yeah.
Now for my gripe about Market Basket. Okay, I know it sounds like I'm on a rampage over that store, but that's my favorite place. But I've been allowing a certain thing to happen over and over and over until I finally took a fit yesterday, and I put a stop to it. At least for me, it's going to stop. I don't know about anybody else. But when I get groceries here and there, whatever, and before I leave, sometimes I'll go in that little line where you can get a cup of coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I went over there, and for the longest time now, some of the workers would just come around and get right in front of you and cut you off. And I allowed it because I started to know the people. But it's starting to get on my nerves. So yesterday, when I came, I did what I had to do. I went in the line, and sure enough, right around, they stock all kinds of stuff right in front of that line, and they come around that way from the front. They step right. I said, "Excuse me, the line's over here." She says, "I work here." I says, "Well, that's nice, but I spent a lot of money here, and you're getting in line." She goes, "No, I don't have to." I said, "You're getting in line," and so I stepped in front of her with my foot. I'm not dangerous, Mr. Leisberg, but She stepped her foot in front of me, almost touching me. Her shoe touched my foot. And I said, you're getting in line like everybody else. Oh, she went, oh, and she walked away. Now, I know the girls all that work at the counter. I know almost everybody in the store. And one girl behind the coffee counter said, yeah, well, they do that here. Because a lot of times they don't have a big break.
Right.
I said, well, then you need a separate line then, because I did understand that, and I was letting it go for a long time. But at least if you're going to step in front of somebody, because you work there, at least say, excuse me, I'm on the job, I just want to grab a quick drink or something. Say something. Just don't come around that corner and put your foot out and step in front of me like you own the place, because I'm not having it.
Well, I mean, I can take it a step further. You're a supermarket. You can't have an area in the back where your employees can go and get their coffee?
Yeah, they go get it, but they have to go in the back and drink it if they want to go over there. They don't sit out in the front with us. Although I do see some of the workers, you know the little tables they have?
Mm-hmm.
They will get their lunches sometimes. If I'm there around lunchtime, they'll come around and they'll find a table.
I just don't understand why the workers have to go to that place to get coffee anyway. They should have a separate coffee area in the back.
Sure, they should have a coffee maker in their room there. I don't understand that. I really don't. But I was putting up with it for a long time. And I don't think I did anything wrong. I didn't call her any names like I wanted to, because you know about my name calling.
I know you did. I know you wanted to. You were thinking
them. Oh, I certainly did. I said, you're getting in line, lady. She said, no, I work here. I said, I don't care. I spend money here. You're getting in line. And the whole line looked at me. Yeah, good enough, yeah. Well, excuse me, it is good enough. And she knows who I am, and I know who she is. And my nephew worked here for a long time in the meat department.
Well, are you going to take your complaint to management, or?
No. I just let it go like that. But if she does that again, any one of them does it again, I'm going to do the same thing. The line is over here. Because I don't know about you, Mr. Weisberg, when you go there, but a lot of times when you go for that line to coffee, the line is long. And you're
sure.
Standing.
That's why most of the time I don't get anything, because the line is long.
Yeah. And then as soon as you finally reach that counter, if they have somebody come around and just think that they own the store, I mean, if they own the store, I would know about it, and I probably wouldn't
right.
say
if,
anything.
Right. If Arthur Demoulas was in line in front of you, you'd let him go.
Well, I wouldn't recognize him. I don't know who he is. I know the name, but I mean, yeah, so I got to bring my cat back now because my cat had, the vet was telling me, oh, I don't know if that's ear mites. I can't really see any, but it could be, or it could be just an infection. So they were asking me if I wanted blood work to be positive. I said, well, give me some ideas of what this is going to cost me. So the whole thing, if I wanted to include that, because he was already ordering medicine, he had some medicine there, and he was running out of it. He says, I'm going to give you a thing that you can come back and fill that bottle, and they don't have to tell me, just come and get it. So anyway, I said, well, what is it going to cost me? He says, well, the visit, I wanted her claws clipped too. I call it a manicure to be funny. And checking her ears and all that, weighing her temperature, all that. I said, listen, the cat's all straightened out. I got her from a shelter. Everything was paid for. All I came in for was the ear and the claws. So don't try to talk me into anything else. And the girl there was rude. He says, you're going to have to bring her back tomorrow. Because if this medicine doesn't stop that itching pretty quickly, that means it's something else. I'm going to have to look at it again. I said, you don't know what you're giving me. He says, if you want the lab work. So the lab work alone was going to be $65. And I said, no, I'm going to find another place to go.
But let me tell you this. Send me a message later, and I'll give you the name of the vet that I used, who was A1 from New Bedford and comes to your home.
Oh, boy. Come to your home? You're paying for that.
Oh, no. I mean, I paid $35 for her to come to Wareham. From New Bedford. Like, that was the travel fee. But, no, she was very affordable. She's great. My dog loved her. My dog would never let anybody clip her nails, but she would let her do it. I can give you the name of
I
just don't want to
do
it.
I wish I would have known it yesterday, because now I called one in Sahaven. I think it's called Village Woof, like a dog, woof. And she agreed to see me, so that'll be this afternoon. I'm hopping around like a crazy woman.
Well, I'll give you the info anyway, and you can hang on to it for next time.
I still want it. Yes, I still want it. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
All right, you have a good day.
And you too. Bye-bye.
And 508-996-0500. And I'm just going back to the market basket thing. I'm just going to guess, though, that was that employee's, mindset and not like a store policy. They might have a policy that employees are supposed to, you know, wait until there isn't a line, or maybe they do have coffee in the back and this person just didn't want to go all the way to the back to get a coffee. Maybe they were a cashier and said, I'm just going to walk over there and get one. I don't know. But I know, you know, that if I was in charge, and I've done lots of events where I've offered food, and I always say, hey, listen, the customers get taken care of first, then the rest of us. You know, when we're doing a Ghost Hunt event, we're serving pizza, and the pizza arrives, I don't want to see any of the people that are actually working the event in line first. You let the people who paid to be there go through the line and, you know, get their favorite pizza first. And then we eat the leftovers. And if there are no leftovers, we don't eat. I mean, obviously, I'll order another pizza. But that's the way I've always looked at it. Customers come first because they're paying for it. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Playboy.
What's going on?
Brother? Not much. So I was going to say, so with your weight reduction, you're like Tom Brady's favorite, you know how they deflate the balls, so you're getting so much thinner, so you know, so you can think about throwing better. So that's a compliment to you, you know, fella. Okay, so did you guys see on the news where they were talking about how out here these kindergartners, first day of school, there was this week, it was Monday, they you know how that different in the different sets of kids go to school, like this certain few weeks, and then the next set start going in, mm-hmm. you know, year round school, whatever. Well, these kids, these six or eight kids, or whatever, I don't know, it's like less than 10 kids, they were playing cops and robbers, you know, and what happened, the kids that were the cops were suspended, but with pain. And so, but I'm thinking, like, you remember when I was a kid, I was at the age where they were playing, like, cowboys and Indians and stuff like that. That was at the end of the cowboys and Indian things. That was back when I was, like, in first kindergarten, whatever. That's what that was. They have tied you to a maypole, and how they do that, have you stand next to a pole, and they take and run around you while you're there with the rope and tie you to the pole. Have you ever seen that happen before?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, I lived in Plymouth, so we played Pilgrims and Indians.
Oh, how was that?
It was really great. We would just, eye each other suspiciously for a while and then sit down and eat turkey.
Did you have the big buckles on your shoes?
No, we wore them on our hats.
Oh, that's even better. So, you know, if you get a little chunky, you know, like you got to make space. So, if you're feeding your stomach, you're feeding your soul, you're feeding your mind. So you're going to be able to open that up and, you know, let it breathe. Like, that's what those fans of belt, you know, like those stretchable belts, you know, the pants they have, you have at Sears, the fans of belt pants, you know what I'm talking about?
I don't think so, but...
It's where they're stretchy, the elastic, is in the pants, the top, so you won't be, so you can stretch and stuff. You know, like, I warn a lot of people when you go to buffets out here, you might want to unbutton that button for pops.
Yeah, that's right. You've mentioned to us the stretchy pants for the buffets out there before.
Exactly. You got to keep it ready. I remember one time, there's one place I would love to take you. It's called the Hush Puppies. And our family were people that owned it from like 78. And with there, it was so much fun. But I remember going over there, and I it's all you can eat too. And it's like I said, my sister bought a little tiny little ball at first. I was like, curse it! So I had my big like look like Superman, Santa Claus sweatpants, and red like Santa Claus. And so I was dropping hot catfish down my pants leg and Hush Puppies. And I got scars on my leg. It was burning. It was so hot and delicious. Oh. I mean, for 3 days after that. That's what I'm talking about. You know, you go and get your grub on, and you can eat for days afterwards. That's the way it's supposed to be. Well, so there's a place that's out here called Noodlehead, and they have a big thing of, like, ramen noodles. And it costs, like, they have one that's, like, $30 one. If you can eat that within, like 45 minutes, you can keep it. They'll give it to you for free. And so that's something I'm going to want to go try. You know, I don't know. Because by the time I see you, I'm going to probably not be able to see you so well. You're so thin. And it's like, I feel kind of bad.
I'm definitely not doing any all-you-can-eat buffets these days.
I'm saying, like, you come out here and we practice. And we sing a song for about, like, ebony and ivory, living in perfect harmony. Ebony, ivory. Come on, sing with me.
I think you're getting loopy. It's a little late for you there, Lamar. I think it's time for you to get some rest. Go to bed.
Darn.
You're getting a little loopy. I got to hold you anyway, though. I got to take a break here.
And you remember, I guess I'm loopy like Fruit Loops. You know, they're magically delicious. Oh, but that's wrong. Never mind.
Stream of consciousness, folks. It's just stream of consciousness. All right, I got to hold you there, though. I got to take this break. You have a good day.
Leon, God bless everybody out there in the New Bedford area.
All right.
May the good one smile upon you.
Take it easy,
brother. Play on, players. Play on.
That is Lamone in Las Vegas. I got to take a break and clear my head. We'll be back in just a few moments.
The laundry on the hill, billboards and the buildings, memories of it still keep calling and calling. But forget it all, I know I will. Tempted by the fruit of another.
And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And, you know, this Sunday, a new era begins in New England with the Patriots opening up the season Sunday afternoon in Cincinnati. Tune in as the Pats take on the Bengals in the first game of the season. New head coach Gerard Mayo and starting quarterback Jacoby Brissett, with rookie Drake May waiting in the wings, are looking to bring the Patriots into the future. Kickoff is at 1 p.m. with pregame on WBSM beginning at 10 a.m. You can listen to the game on 1420 AM and 99.5 FM. Or if you're not a football fan, you can hear our regular programming on the WBSM app and at WBSM.com. But the New England Patriots will be here all season long, right here on WBSM. Let's take a quick phone call here before we go into the news. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, good morning.
What's on your mind?
Tuesday, I went and vote in the primary.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got to the place where I'm assigned to vote, went inside, received a choice of three ballots, Republican, Democrat, and Independent.
Mm-hmm.
Not Independent. What was the third one?
Libertarian.
So I chose the Republican. I went to the, the booths, looked at the ballot, and I couldn't believe what I saw. There was only one race with candidates in it. The others had one candidate. Why bother voting?
It was like that on the Democratic side, too, as well.
Yeah, I mean, like, and they... You got three different ballots. What a waste. Why don't we just have one ballot, save money, and people can vote? It's only a primary. It's only, to get an idea who you might want to vote for. I mean, you probably would even want to change your vote when you get to the final elections in November.
But that's why, because it's a primary. So you have to pick a party to vote in, because it's a primary for that party. It's not a general primary.
But in the final election in November, if you are undeclared, then automatically they'll put you back to the position that you were originally, undeclared, or shall we say an independent voter, not Republican, not Democrat, not Libertarian, or some of these other foolish organizations that set up all these crazy ideas. But anyway, I just think it's just a waste. Why not just have one ballot and everybody, even the questions, get an idea of what people are saying, like the question that's going to appear on the November ballot about whether the MCAS is going to be responsible for a student that's a senior, does fairly well, or maybe just, gets by, but
I just got to hold you there because we got to go into the news. But I'll say this: a better solution in my mind is for people to actually come out and run for those offices. That's what I'd rather see. But I got to hold you there. Thank you so much for the call. Okay. You have a good day.
All right, bye bye. You too.
And it is time to go now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The U.S. accuses Russia of election interference. Hunter Biden's tax evasion trial begins today. And what forced Green Day to evacuate the stage last night?
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The Justice Department is accusing Russia of trying to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election. Tammy Trujillo has details.
Attorney General Merrick Garland detailed the Russian campaign to interfere with the election.
The American people are entitled to know when a foreign power is attempting to exploit our country's free exchange of ideas in order to send around its own propaganda.
Garland said two Russian employees of the Russian state media outlet RT have been charged with money laundering and violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. He also noted an effort to use websites set up to mimic mainstream U.S. news outlets like the Washington Post and Fox News to spread propaganda stories. This all comes after the U.S. accused Iran of attempting to hack both the Trump and Biden-Harris campaigns last month. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
President Biden speaking out after a deadly school shooting in Georgia. On Wednesday morning, a 14-year-old student entered Appalachian High School with an AR-15-style weapon, killing two students and two teachers and sending nine others to the hospital. The president released a statement shortly after saying he and his family are mourning the deaths caused by, quote, senseless gun violence. Hunter Biden's federal tax evasion trial starts today in Los Angeles. Mark Mayfield has details.
The president's son is accused of failing to pay more than $1 million in federal taxes between 2016 and 2019. Biden will be in the courtroom for the first day of jury selection. Back in June, Biden was found guilty on felony gun charges in Delaware after he lied about his use of illicit drugs when purchasing a firearm. It marked the first time that a sitting U.S. president's child was convicted of a crime. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Republican Liz Cheney is officially endorsing Kamala Harris for president. Michael Kastner reports.
In the swing state of North Carolina, Cheney said there was no time for the luxury of writing in candidates' names if a voter like herself opposes Donald Trump.
And as a conservative, as someone who believes in and cares about the Constitution, I have thought deeply about this. And because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for Donald Trump, but I will be voting for Kamala Harris in this election.
The former Wyoming representative received a standing ovation as she gave her endorsement during an appearance at Duke University. I'm Michael Kastner.
The prosecutor in Alec Baldwin's Rust trial is asking the judge to reconsider her ruling. The actor was accused of accidentally shooting and killing the cinematographer on set of the film in 2021. But back in July, the judge dismissed the trial on its third day. Now the lead prosecutor on the case is asking the judge to repeal that ruling, saying the grounds for the dismissal were irrelevant to the case. An Alabama man has died after the hospital he went to removed the wrong organ. The Pensacola News Journal says 70-year-old William Bryan needed his spleen removed. Instead, doctors removed his liver by mistake. An original Rembrandt painting found in the attic of a home in Maine has sold for over $1 million. An appraiser says he found the 17th century portrait of a young girl during a recent house call. The appraiser said the portrait was in remarkable shape despite its age and was mounted in a hand-carved gold frame. And Green Day was forced to evacuate the stage for several minutes at the band's Comerica Park concert last night in Michigan. Detroit police say it was due to someone flying a drone into the baseball stadium. The incident happened about 15 minutes into the concert. Suspect was caught outside the stadium and detained for further investigation. And, of course, the show went on.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox have now lost five in a row after falling to the New York Mets 8-3 in their series finale at Citi Field. They host the Chicago White Sox for a three-game set beginning Friday night at Fenway Park. And Patriots open the season with the Cincinnati Bengals on Sunday. That game starts at 1 o'clock, and it'll be right here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Thursday. Absolutely gorgeous weather once again is on tap for this afternoon. Meanwhile, mid to low 50s this morning under mostly clear skies, low 70s, and plenty of sunshine by this afternoon. As we head into Friday, increasing cloud cover, humidity as well, mid-70s. That cloud from the ocean, and that is due to a low-pressure system swirling over the waters. The rain moves in Saturday night. Be sure to watch ABC6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
As we have jobs that may...
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Say, if you like whiskey, bourbon, rye, and you are looking for, you know, and I'm talking about people who appreciate some of the small batch, some of the craft companies that are out there making really good stuff. And if you have an appreciation and affinity for that, but also, you know, you're somebody who likes a good bottle of bourbon or rye, but you don't want to pay a whole lot either, you should consider joining the Rack House Club at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. Because not only does Stevie's get brands that you won't find anywhere else, and not only do they have the purple dot where you can try before you buy, but you also get the opportunity as a Rack House Club member to have special tastings. And they have one planned. Can't give out the details over the air because it's only open to the Rack House Club members. But if you're our member, stay tuned to your email. Check your email. But these are special events that are really geared toward the connoisseur or the person that wants to become a connoisseur, wants to learn a little bit more. But the Rack House Club is a great investment. For just $50 a month, you are a member, and you don't have to stay a member. It's not an automatic withdrawal from your bank account or charging a credit card or anything like that. You go in and you make the payment every month. And if you can't pay that month, maybe, you know, the holidays are coming up and you want to take a break, put your subscription on pause, that's fine. You're a member as long as you pay by the 25th of that month. And if not, that's okay. You can come back when you're ready. And when you are a member, each month you get a bag that has a bottle in it worth at least $50, plus some other goodies as well. But it's all the special access that you get too that makes it worth being part of the club. I'm a member. Come on by and hang out with me at the special tasting that's coming up. And I can tell you some of the stuff that you'll get to try is phenomenal. In fact, I would recommend to anybody who is a fan of rye, go on over to Stevie's, and they have the Dark Arts. The Dark Arts rye has a purple dot next to it, so you can try some before you buy it. And you will definitely want to go home with a bottle. Great stuff. That's my favorite. But I've been having a lot of good stuff over there. So join the Rack House Club and get that kind of access. And, of course, they have everything else you can be looking for. Everything from beer and wine to vodka and tequila. And like I said, hard to find things that you won't find anywhere else. Check out Stevie's Wine and Spirits, Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, and follow them online at Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Facebook and Instagram so that you know when they have all their special tastings, including the big fall tasting that's happening on September 28th. I'll be there as well. So we're really looking forward to some of the brands they have coming in for that and getting to see all of you. And it seems like every time I go into Stevie's, I will run into a WBSM listener. So let them know that you heard about it on WBSM. All right, 508-996-0500. That's my number here. You can also send app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Dave in New Bedford says, Mega Millions is up to about $800 million. I love giving away money on the premise if I win. So far, I'm on the hook for about $50 million and about 10 new cars.
Well, I feel you on that. I go through that in my mind every time I buy a ticket, and I usually wait until it gets over a billion, and then I'll go and buy a ticket, one ticket, and then sometimes I might buy a couple. But generally, what's it cost? $3 to have like everything full bore. So I just say, just give me one with everything. Like I'm ordering a hot dog. And I already have in my mind, okay, if I win, I'm going to give this much to this person and this much to that person and this much to that person. Because the one thing that I would want to do if I won the lottery, and any amount in the lottery, but I'd want to take a portion of that money and put it to work so that I don't have to worry about depleting all of those winnings. Because there's so many people that win the jackpots in these lotteries that you've got to think to yourself, why don't we have more millionaires and billionaires around if there are so many people that win these jackpots? And the truth of the matter is because most of them blow through the money. There was an article I read years ago that very few lottery winners actually have that money left a decade after their win. Because these are people that aren't used to having money. And so they spend it all. That's why Jose Matos would always say on Money Matters, if you win the jackpot, your first call should be to me so that we can make a plan so that you don't be one of those statistics. And I would say, you know, I don't know what businesses I would set up, but I would set up a business. I would set up a charitable organization. There's a few things I definitely would want to buy. And then I would just say, you know, to people around me, now I just don't want to become one of those statistics. I want to make this money work so that I don't have to. And I also would never, I will vow this. If I won a billion-dollar jackpot, I would never buy another lottery ticket again. I would look at it as, you know, fortune smiled on me, God smiled on me, fate smiled on me, however you want to put it. That's enough for me. Let somebody else have a turn. So maybe I'm not the best person in the world to win because, you know, I wouldn't do all the fun. I would certainly do some fun stuff. And then, of course, there's people who always say, would you show up for work the next day if you won? Damn right I would. How else am I going to tell you all that I'm a billionaire and I don't need to be here anymore? In fact, I would make that my shtick. You know, I don't need to be here. I don't have to be here. I'm doing this because I love all of you and I want to do good in the world. I'm the Donald Trump of talk radio. I don't need this. I'm just here because the people want me. No? All right. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back.
Stack banana till the morning come.
And of course, most people remember that song being in the first Beetlejuice film. And the sequel actually technically comes out tomorrow, but yet AMC Theater over in Dartmouth has a bunch of showings today. It used to be that if you wanted to see a movie, so if the movie opened on September 6th, you could go to see it at like 10 o'clock at night on September 5th. Originally, it was midnight. I remember going to a midnight screening of the third prequel to Star Wars and covering it for the Standard Times. The very first blog the Standard Times ever published, they said, we've got this new thing called the blog. And so we want you to write something for it. We want you to go cover the Star Wars opening night, everybody dressed up and all that kind of stuff at Flagship Cinemas in New Bedford. And so I went. It was great. It was fun. Came back at like 3 in the morning, 4 in the morning, wrote the article, then went to sleep. Somebody got up at 6 and published it to the web. But then they moved these screenings back to 10 p.m. and then 8 p.m. Now, according to my AMC app, today there are showings of Beetlejuice at the Dartmouth Mall beginning at 3:15 p.m., which, by the way, is bargain matinee price of 25% off the regular ticket price. So there's 9 showings today, technically the day before it opens. I have some friends who are big Beetlejuice fans who went to advanced screenings. I was supposed to go to one Tuesday, but plans fell through. But the people who had the opportunity to see it loved it. These are Beetlejuice fans. So they loved it. The reviews have been kind of middling. Some people have said it's okay. Others have said, nah, why did they bother to make this? I don't really trust critics anymore, because it seems like they're just overly negative about everything. And then when they've been glowing about something, I found that I haven't liked it. So I don't really put much stock in critics anymore. I look more at people whose taste is similar to mine and see what they think. And then also, you know, Rotten Tomatoes, a lot of people use that. That's such a flawed system. People can review a movie before it's even out, and they pay, people get things in terms for positive reviews. It's just the whole thing is icky, so I just don't pay attention to that either. The people that I know who are fans of the original movie said this is a fun sequel. That's all that matters. I didn't spend the $150 million or whatever it cost to make it. So I'm just happy if I get my $15 worth. And not even that. I joined the AMC club, so I get 4 movies a week, 3 movies a week included. So I just want to have a good time. Don't waste my 2 hours. And I'm sure in that regard, I will have fun watching it. I don't think I'm going to get to see it today. It's the first day of the new bowling season, so I don't think I'll get to see it today. Tomorrow, going to a concert. So it might be the weekend before I get a chance to see it. But I definitely want to go and see it in the theater with a crowd of Beetlejuice fans. And if you get a chance to see it today, you know, give me a call tomorrow. Let me know what you think of it. This is a sequel that we thought would never happen. They'd been talking about this for years. Michael Keaton had been lukewarm about whether or not he would return for it. Obviously, he has to be involved. Unless they want to make a prequel, which now I'm hearing might be a possibility. There might be a movie that's made that's a prequel that doesn't involve Michael Keaton. And people are already like, well, then it's got to be Pete Davidson, right? They won't even have to spend a lot of money on makeup. But the idea of, you know, this sequel came about and Michael Keaton said, well, I've just got a couple of caveats before I agree. A couple of requirements. One, Beetlejuice can't be in the movie like predominantly. What worked about the first one is he was just a small part of the story, and he needs to be a small part of this story. And then the second one was he wanted more practical effects than digital ones. Because as Tim Burton has made, you know, more movies recently, there's been a lot of digital effects. And Keaton wanted to see a return to those practical effects, which they did. And so my movie fan friends have said in that regard, you know, it's one of the best films in recent years because they did so much with those practical effects. And there's a big movement to have those involved in more horror films and science fiction films, because the CGI stuff is too obvious for people. And I like practical effects too. I don't really care either way, but I do like the practical effects, and it's more impressive, especially now where you can just tell AI to create something. So the artistry might not be there anymore in the CGI. The artistry is always there in the practical effects. Practical, by the way, if you're not sure, digital effects is when they use a computer to generate it. Practical effects is when they actually build something. So they build a robot, they make a mask, they, you know, create a miniature model, whatever it may be. So anyway, if you get a chance to see it, let me know what you think. I will hopefully get a chance to see it by the end of the weekend. I'm looking at some of those later night screenings and thinking, gee, if bowling gets out in time, I could get over there and I'll be a wreck tomorrow. when I got to get up early for work and go to a concert, but hey, maybe it's worth it. I don't know how many times I said his name, but I won't say it a third. We'll be right back in just a few moments.
Hey, I know I'm gonna be the man who's heaving to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more to be the man who walked 1,000 miles to fall down at your door.
I'll never forget the Family Guy bit where Peter Griffin is in the recording studio with the Proclaimers as they're recording that song, and they start doing the da-da-da-da-da-da, and he's like, no, my turn. And so I will do that every time I hear that song now, which is from a great forgotten movie of the 90s, Benny and June, one of Johnny Depp's best early performances. Remember him doing the Charlie Chaplin bit. So anyway, I should watch that movie again. I haven't seen that in a long time. I'm gonna spend some time revisiting movies I haven't watched in a long time.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it. Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over 1 million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.